World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, the first two teams to be relegated from the English Premier League seal each other's fate. A familiar face comes back to haunt his former employers at the Emirates.
Robin Van Persie now can really rub salt in local wounds here. Here he goes against Szczesny, and this time he makes no mistake, and it's 1-1.
And Rafael Nadal recovers from Monte Carlo defeat with another clay court title in Barcelona. Football first, as Reading and Queen's Park Rangers become the first two teams to be relegated out of the Premier League this season. They played out a 0-0 draw at the Madejski Stadium. QPR manager Harry Redknapp admits that he had already accepted his side's fate before the decisive result.
I knew before today, really, it was all up for both of us, you know, and today we just killed each other off completely, so... You know, both ourselves and Reading have really got to prepare now for next year.
It clearly hurts everybody at the club that QPR have gone down after just 2 years at the club. How difficult is it going to be to get them back quickly? I think only one of the last nine teams that have gone down have bounced back straight away.
Very difficult indeed. And because that league is full of good teams, big clubs. We're talking about massive clubs, you know, clubs that have won champions, European Cups, playing in that division. It's full of quality teams and big clubs with good stadiums. It would be very difficult. There's going to have an awful lot of hard work that's got to be done in the summer, pre-season, and week in, week out next year. You need players that are going to be up for the challenge. You're playing Saturday midweek, because that's what we're going to have. It's full on. And you need people that are going to be fit enough to mount a challenge next year by playing three games a week.
Reading manager Nigel Adkins says he has asked his players to remember what it feels like to be relegated to help them get back into the Premier League.
You know, it's not a nice feeling being relegated. You know, we talked about it in the dressing room afterwards, you know, bottling the feeling because it's not nice. But what we've got to do now is embrace the challenge that we're faced with, look forward with a positivity. We've still got games to play left in the Barclays Premier League. We've still got a few more weeks left on the training ground to implement ideas that we're after, so that when we come back in the end of June for pre-season, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to keep pushing forward with the championship campaign. We all want to be in the Barclays Premier League, I certainly do. It's a great place to be, and the experiences for this year, the lessons we've learnt from this season, we need to use wisely so that we can get back here.
Champions Manchester United drew 1-1 with Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium. After Theo Walcott scored within 2 minutes, United equalised through a Robin van Persie penalty just before half-time. The Dutchman was making his first return to the club that sold him last summer and scored his 34th goal of the season. United manager Sir Alex Ferguson admits that his team struggled to get going in the first half, but insists that his players weren't the only ones to blame.
We get caught, I think, on the back foot for the first 20 minutes. They're aggressive and they're tackling, and the referee just, you know, found it difficult at that stage to determine which was a good tackle or a bad tackle, whatever, and it was difficult for them, you know, there's no question with that. For instance, Podolski's two, I thought, yellow card tackles, and we were booked for our first tackle, you know, and I think the game was just at that stage run away, you know, it was very difficult to control. It's unusual for us to have that many bookings. We're one of the best discipline records in the country. I think we probably have the best defensive discipline record. And for us to have five bookings, there's something wrong, you know. I was disappointed in that part. But we had the best chances, you know, with four fantastic chances with headers. Not one of them would have done enough to win the game, I think. When we go back, we looked at the team that was going to win.
Well, the result hampers Arsenal's hopes of qualifying for next season's Champions League. Their manager Arsene Wenger says the point was a fair result.
We did well, played with great pace, great commitment and great dynamic and in the first half. And from that on, we conceded a goal just before half-time, you know, in this difficult way to accept. And in the second half... we were caught a few times on counter-attack. We were a bit lucky in some occasions, but we had as well some situations we could have scored. In the end, I think the 1-1 is all right.
You take a point from Manchester United at this stage. It's probably a decent point, but obviously a win, you probably would have been in pole position to finish top four.
Yes, but it keeps our unbeaten run going, and from the spirit we have put in today, I believe that... we can take a lot of positives into our last three games. You know, we know for a long time now that we cannot drop points, but as well that we have to give everything in every single game.
So Arsenal dropped to fourth. They're now a point behind Chelsea, who also have a game in hand over the Gunners. Rafael Benitez's side are third after beating Swansea City 2-0 at Stamford Bridge. Oscar and Frank Lampard got the goals in the last 2 minutes of the first half. So as it stands, they will qualify automatically for next season's Champions League. Benitez says he's pleased to now be in pole position for a third place finish.
To get 3 points was important. To do it playing good football, and you can see so many games and still we can create a lot of chances in every game. That is really positive, and we have 3 points and we are in the driving seat. And now at this stage of the season is when you have to play for something more, and we have to stay calm, keep doing the good thing that we are doing at the moment, and trying to correct things if we have to correct something.
Swansea boss Michael Laudrup says he was disappointed to see the game slip away in a 5 minute period.
I think everything was under control more or less, and then suddenly in five or less than five crazy minutes just before half time, two goals, first lost ball in midfield, two passes and a good finish from Oscar, and it was 1-0, and then 2 minutes later penalty and the second goal. Playing away against the top side like Chelsea, if you're not everybody's 100% and some of their players are a little less, then you don't have a chance.
The English Professional Footballers Association have announced the winner of their Player of the Year award. Tottenham's Gareth Bale has won both the PFA Player of the Year and the Young Player of the Year award at the annual Professional Footballers Association Gala. The Welshman has scored 24 times this season. Elsewhere in football, David Beckham was one of four players sent off as French league leaders Paris Saint-Germain moved a step closer to the title with a 1-0 win at Evian Thonon-Gaillard. Beckham was dismissed for a foul on Youssef An-Nana in injury time. By that stage, Italian Marco Verratti had already been sent off for PSG, so they ended the game with nine men. Their goalkeeper Salvatore Sirigu and Evian's Saber Khalifa were also shown red cards after the game for their part in a row following the final whistle. Javier Pastore got the only goal as the capital club restored their 9-point lead at the top. There are just four games left to play. In Italy, Juventus require only one more point to win the Serie A title after late goals from Arturo Vidal and Claudio Marchisio earned them a win over Torino in the Turin derby. And in Spain, Real Sociedad are now firmly on course for a surprise place in the Champions League qualifiers after a 4-2 win over nearest rivals Valencia. Sociedad haven't finished higher than 12th since they narrowly missed out on winning the title in 2002, but they're now 5 points clear of Valencia. Malaga are sandwiched in between the two teams, but can't qualify for any European competition next season after breaking UEFA's financial fair play rules. In tennis, Maria Sharapova beat Li Na to retain her title at the Porsche Tennis Grand Prix. She won 6-4, 6-3. It was her 16th win in a row on the clay courts. And in Barcelona, Rafael Nadal provided the perfect response to his shock defeat in the final at Monte Carlo last week by winning his 8th Barcelona Open title in 9 years. He beat fellow Spaniard Nicolas Almagro 6-4, 6-3 in the final. Nadal hasn't lost there since 2003. It was his 39th win in a row at the tournament. Here's what he had to say on court after securing the win.
Just an emotional day for me, playing in front of my people here in my club and having the chance to win another time after difficult year. It's just probably more emotional than ever.
To the NBA, finally, reigning champions Miami Heat have reached the second round of the playoffs after LeBron James scored 30 points to lead his side to a 4-0 series sweep over the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Boston Celtics have avoided elimination from the postseason with a victory over the New York Knicks. They still trail 3-1 in the series. That's the latest World Sport from the BBC.